Welcome to Hello Universe, a podcast about spirituality in our everyday lives. We're your co-hosts, Kylie and Eva.
Hi, loves. It's Kylie. Another solo intro here to Hello Universe. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's heavy out there in the world, and I don't want to take up the intro to this show with my own voice, so I'm going to very quickly jump to our guest. But first, let me just introduce her to you. So Jocelyn Kelly Reed is someone I have been lucky enough to work with one-on-one, and it had a huge and immediate impact on the work that I do. She is an abundance mindset coach, and she will completely change your relationship to money. And she has some really great wisdom for us today in this episode. She also is a Black woman who wrote a really beautiful and moving post about everything that's happening in the world on her own Facebook page recently that I'm going to share with you guys. Note that we recorded this episode about a month ago, so we're not talking about the Black Lives Matter protest here in this episode, but here is some very moving words from Jocelyn before we hear directly from her in the interview. Thank you all. It is 1 a.m. and, quote, off timing for posting on social media, but I do not care, just like I do not give a flying F about speaking on difficult topics being, quote, off brand. I have truly been emotionally paralyzed at the level of racism, injustice, and spiritual sickness that is still permeating this country I live in, the so-called land of the free. I realize that I have been wildly blessed as a Black woman, that my socioeconomic status and perceived beauty have kept me far safer than many others who share my skin color because I am, quote, digestible to those who otherwise fear skin that is darker than theirs. But this is not everyone's story, and this is a truth that cannot be ignored. And me being, quote, digestible and, quote, safe in being Black due to money, beauty, and education is also sick. I also have been feeling enraged by brands that have a huge platform that are choosing, quote, not to go there because it is not on brand to talk about anything that might cause deep discomfort, with racism being top of the list. But in choosing to passively disregard racism, which is an act of racism in itself, they are basically saying it is more important to keep racist people safe who are murdering others than it is to ignite real fucking change in the world, the very message they have been preaching about every day before this one. I have also been moved by the people and brands I see who have taken a stance, who have acknowledged that enough is enough, and that we cannot just continue to dance, sing, play, and pray for peace over the backs of people being murdered for the color of their skin. This is a sick world we are living in, and while there is a lot of light as well, when the sickness shows, it is like the deepest shadow from the deepest parts of hell washes over the planet, because it is truly time for it to be cleared. I beg that all share their voice, that we all take a deeper stance in the showing up, taking action, and sharing our work and our platforms for change. I do not have a singular solution, but I do know that financially empowering the women who are contributing to this desperately needed collective ascension is part of the role I play, so that these women can have a larger stage by which to help others heal. The work we do together has a ripple effect. So if you have been quiet with your gifts, hiding behind your fear and ego while people die over the unhealed wounds of others, please let this fucking atrocity wake you up. Every time I look in George Floyd's eyes, I see a man who never dreamed his life would have so much significance. I do believe his murder set a fire ablaze that has been ready to burn. This country has some deep karma to clear, and it is surfacing now, and has been surfacing because it is time. So no matter your skin color, no matter the size of your audience, no matter how big or small you feel, please start having the hard conversations. Please do not be fearful of saying the wrong thing. Please do not hide because you feel like who are you to have a voice. Please do not shy away because you are not Black. This level of injustice is not healed by a few, it is healed by many. We all matter right now, and we all need each other. So please stand up, take center stage, share your voice, and actively create change. And thank you, George Floyd, for your service. I will never forget you.
Welcome to the show, Jocelyn. We're so happy to have you here.
Hi, thank you. I'm so happy to be here. So we're just going to get right to it with our question that we always ask at the top of the show, which is, what is spirituality for you and how does it show up in your real everyday life?
It is my life. That's a really funny question for me to answer because I don't even think that I can separate it from other parts of my life. I'm an intuitive business and abundance coach. And beyond money and business, I just feel so led in my life, if that makes sense. And so much of it is spiritually led. And of course, I'm very into having that practical foundation underneath me. And I very much believe in that in terms of manifestation or calling in what's available in the 5D down to the 3D. I do think that takes a lot of practicality in how we show up and then in business and how we run our business. But it's always there. I always explain, it's like this energy that's kind of like going in my head, all the time. And my life is greatly improved by allowing it rather than pushing it away.
Oh, I love that. Okay. So I think one of my first questions then is, how would you describe being an intuitive? I thought you gave that really interesting description of like a whoosh in your head, but
yeah.
For people who are listening, who are like, what does that mean? I'm curious.
What does it mean?
Yeah. What it means for you.
It's just the ability to receive information. And then sometimes it's feeling, sometimes you hear things. It can be a knowing, like I'll just have a clear sense of things, or like a feeling in my body when something's on track. I do sometimes hear messages, not as often. I have prophetic dreams. But it's just an ability to open up and receive information, because I'm definitely in the camp that our guides or our angels, whatever you identify with, the universe is talking to us all the time. And it's just our ability to open up and receive. I don't think, yes, are some people born like able to do that very quickly? Yes. Do some people nurture it earlier than others? Yes. Are there some people who are just like insanely gifted and it seems to not even make any sense? Yes. But I also feel that all of us have an availability, and it's more about how much do you desire to be open for one, and then how much do you allow? And I do think that there are people who are specifically called to share that gift, where it really will knock on your door and become like very painful if you don't allow it. And I was one of them. And I think pretty much anyone who calls themselves psychic, intuitive, et cetera, will tell you that if they went through a phase where they were sort of trying to push it away or kind of ignore it, that didn't go very well. So yeah. To me, it's an openness to receive information from, you know, a source that is sort of greater than we are.
Yeah. Well, Kylie, go ahead.
Well, you alluded to, there's like 20 questions I want to ask. We'll get to it. Yeah. But you alluded to it sort of being painful if you don't allow it. And so I'm curious, I feel like there's a story there, right? What was your experience? What was your journey to kind of embracing your intuitive gifts?
Yeah. And that was my question. Like, what was your life before you allowed yourself to be led?
I would say there was a period in my life where it wasn't knocking on my door. So for example, right outside of college, I went and I worked in finance for 7 years. I mean, so different than what I do now, other than a lot of exposure to money, right? And understanding money and investing. And for that period of time, I don't think it was really knocking on my door in the same way, but I went through one of those moments where you just like jump ship on the whole way your life has been and want to change. And my relationship ended. I wanted to quit my job. I wanted to leave San Francisco, and I moved to LA without any plan at all. And I definitely immediately went into a pretty serious rock bottom where it was like everything that I had been ignoring without knowing I was ignoring rose to the surface really quickly. But I think because I finally had quiet, I wasn't running around all the time, traveling, doing this, doing that, around a million people. It was like the door just to the other realms opened. But I would say first it was scary because, at least my experience, Kylie, I don't know if this happened to you, but I felt like I was tuned into scary and uncomfortable things first before I was tuned into just like useful information, the light, et cetera. So I talk about sometimes how I would like feel spirits in the apartment that I was living in, or I was hearing things outside that were really far away, but it just like, it comes through now in a more organized way. It felt very like chaotic. And also I became very reliant on psychics only to find out and trust that I am one. And that was an interesting part of my journey was seeing like the dark side of this industry, which I call fortune telling, where it's like, oh, yes. I see this happening to you at this time and da 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 da. Like people really, it's interesting because like you can use the gift to almost, and there's people who are really good at it and it's quite manipulative, but like, it's like they can just like get in other people's heads, right? And kind of like hook them in, especially if those people are in a more vulnerable position. Totally. And so I experienced, and I was not self-empowered enough to understand. I wish I had learned about manifestation before I learned about the psychic world. Because I was not empowered enough at that time. And I was just going through so much and so vulnerable and likely in victimhood without realizing that I didn't get, like, it doesn't matter. You could tell me I'm going to be the next Oprah. If I don't take the steps to get there, it's not going to happen.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I know there's like mixed feelings about this like free will concept. And I don't love that term because sometimes I feel like people use it as a, it's kind of like they say something and then they dismiss what they said by like, oh, but there's free will. And I'm like, girl, own your story or don't, you know? But I more like to think about it as like, so I don't tend to explain things that way. I tend to say like, this is what I feel coming through. This is what I feel is available. These are like options I see. What feels good to you? Okay, now let's look at like what's in the way and how we can co-create to get there and take it from like an empowering perspective versus like, it's the fortune telling that I really don't like, that I really got sucked into. Yes.
This is also hilarious because I was saying at the top of the show that before we started recording, that it's fitting that Jocelyn's here because I've had like 20 different money related things come up in the past 24 hours. So the universe is just like sending me some message about it, which is very funny. But one of them is that the vendor that I use on my website to like process payments just told me that they can't process payments for me anymore because they don't support quote unquote fortune tellers. And I was like, I'm not a fortune. What?
Wait, so it's really?
Yeah. 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 And I was like, that's not what I do. And so then I'm like writing this whole long paragraph about like, I take people's limiting beliefs and we like unpack them. Like it's really self-help. And like, you know, it was just, hilarious. So it's really funny hearing you talk about how fortune telling is actually really toxic because I think that that's true. And I think that because to me, the gift of intuition is that, as you said, we all actually have the ability and always the intuitive messages and the readings I do for other people. And I know, cause I got an amazing reading with Jocelyn also is like, it's about learning to trust the messages that you're getting yourself. It's about learning to trust your own truth. And so fortune telling as in like, this will happen and this will happen, or watch out for this bad thing, is actually just putting, as you said, all your power in this like external source, which is the opposite of spirituality to me.
I will never get my fortune read. I because I know that I'm very, what's the word, impressionable.
Sensitive. Yeah.
And you know, it's like part of me wants to trust this person. And so, so if it's for me, like the actual fortune telling part of it, like every time Adam and I, my partner, we maybe we're like in Sedona or somewhere woo woo, he's always like, do you want to get your fortune read? And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Kind of worries me.
And there are people who are very gifted who do see that way. I have dreams about people that happen, but I don't, it's like, but I didn't try to receive that information. Right. You know what I mean? They didn't come to me and go like, Jocelyn, what's going to happen to me in 6 months? It'll be like, oh, I dreamt that my friend was pregnant. And then she calls me and she is, you know, or so-and-so is going to do something. And then they do, but that feels very different than me than someone giving me money and me going like, let me see what's going to happen to you in 4 months. Like even just saying that I'm like, oof, I really don't like it.
Yeah.
Yep. Agreed.
Rather than, hey, I'd really like to accomplish this, like within my life, right? Or like, I'd like this within my business, or I really want to grow within my business, but I'm feeling stuck. Can you help me get there? That is a totally different conversation.
Yes. Yeah.
This was the other question that I had when you were talking about the ability to receive and intuition being this ability to receive, and also your like how much you desire to be open and how much you allow yourself to be open. And I was immediately thinking, that sounds like a really interesting way to describe how much money you like allow into your life. And so would you say that there's a link between like being open to your intuition, intuitive gifts, and being open to money, or would you say like the process is similar?
It is similar, except for me, money feels more tangible in terms of, okay, so here's an example. With intuition, I feel like it can be quote unquote challenging to kind of gauge like how open you actually are. Whereas, because we're going to have our gifts come through in different ways. Like you might hear messages all day and all night. If I don't, that doesn't mean I'm not open. I might just receive it in a different way. Right. But with money, and maybe, you know, this is just the way my brain thinks, it's like, okay, well, I desire to earn a certain amount and I'm not there. It's very clear to me that there's something going on, whether it be strategy, my ability to receive, what deeper version of myself do I need to step into that like allows that level of success, et cetera. So they are different in terms of it. I'm sorry. They are the same in terms of like that ability to receive, but for what I feel that money is easier to kind of like check how far along you are. But with intuition, if I challenge myself to think about it, yes. Okay. I'll edit what I said a little bit. It's sort of like, well, how confused am I in life? Right. So when I have choices, options, when I'm thinking about my future, what I want next, am I confused or am I allowing? Because I feel the degree to which we're confused or lack clarity almost to the degree we're not listening.
Oh my, I have to write this down. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. The degree to which we're confused is the degree to which we're not listening. That's going to be the podcast quote right there.
Yeah. I feel that's true. And I don't mean that we need to have the next 10 years laid out brick by brick by brick. And I do feel, of course, there's a lot to moving with the flow of life, but I do sometimes think people hide saying they're moving with the flow rather than claiming what they desire out of your
habit. Okay, Eva, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this kind of leads me to my next question. This is something that I like struggle with all the time. And Kylie, I think I'd be curious to know what you think too. Like we've had this kind of conversation before, but I feel like it used to be when I first started on my spiritual practice, it was very much like I would ask the universe for things like manifestation essentially. But I feel like as I've gone deeper on this path, part of what I'm learning is actually, I think the question is not what do I want from the universe, but what does the universe want from me? What can I give back? And those feel like opposing things sometimes because it is the, am I taking control? Which is like, I want this, I'm going to manifest this. I want to manifest, you know, a house, a car, blah, 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 whatever it might be. Whereas like sort of surrendering, which I think is a huge part of spiritual practice, is a lot of, you know what? I need to know, it is about listening to what life wants from me. And it may not be what I want, which is like, whatever, for example, the house, the car, the blah, blah, blah. Does that make sense?
It does, but I feel like you can have and do both. I also think that there's this misconception that being spiritually led means that you're not allowed to claim, right? So if I set out and I say, I would like to earn this income and it's happening, right? And do all the spiritual work and take the actions and do all the things to get there. I just decided that's what I was going to receive. And so I receive it. To me, that doesn't feel in conflict with what the universe desires for me because I also already feel that the way in which I'm calling that through is in line with my mission on the planet, you know? So I do think the universe desires like thematically large things from us, right? So for us to be of service to others in the way that is most aligned with our energy, which could literally be you just being a phenomenal mother. It doesn't mean that you have to be, you know, prime time on center stage on the globe. Mm-hmm. But just what is the way in which you give and receive. I think it goes both ways. I never feel when I'm manifesting like, oh, I'm not surrendering because I decided that I desire something. There's a process in surrender of, okay, so I decide what it is and I use my practices, whatever aligns for you to get there. And I take the steps to get there. And then to me, the surrender is just like the trust or just, I don't even always think about a trust. I think about it as knowing, which tends to also develop and become stronger as you go through the cycle over and over and over again and know that you can call in, then you just know that it is. And to me, that's the surrender because you're not having that anxious energy or going back and forth.
I was asking about this in the records recently because I, like I said, I'm going through a lot of money stuff. And the message was basically like, when you bake a cake, you can't open the oven 100 times or the cake won't rise. Like, trust that you put the right ingredients into the cake, shut the door and go do something else and then come back when the cake is done, which I really liked how tangible that metaphor was. I was like, oh yeah, that would really screw up the cake if you're opening it every 5 seconds. And so I feel like that's a little what you're saying of like knowing that it's going to come through so that you're not constantly like poking and prodding and double checking and worrying. But I guess my question for you then is for someone who's newer to this, right? It feels like you've done a lot of this, like you're knowing your trust muscle is pretty strong because you've been doing this for a while and you've coached tons and tons of women and watched them go through the same process. Correct. So you're like, yeah, I know this shit works. But for someone who's listening, me,
keeping it real,
struggles with the trusting around like, you know, the money piece, what would you say to them in order to like begin building up that trust muscle?
Right. Okay, so first on your cake analogy, I also want to say, you don't think the cake is going to disappear out of the oven. You know what I mean? Like, when you put all the ingredients and you put the cake in the oven, the cake is going to be there, right? You know the flour is going to rise, like all the magic is going to happen, like the cake is happening. So it's sort of like, that's the energy. Yeah. Like, you know how you don't even like think about it? It's like, and I'm not saying that this is so well, like, of course, if I set a goal, I still think about it, but I don't think about it all the time. Or when I do think about it, I am making sure that I'm doing what is required to get there. Right. So I think what happens a lot, and let's just talk about money in business, because I do think, for example, manifesting a romantic relationship looks a little bit different because there's not always something for you to do. Right. But if we're just focused on money, because that's what you asked about, it's like, so I think it is so important to be specific. And I know how you and I talked about that, because you said when you're specific, it was kind of giving you stress. But to me, that stress is just like your lack of availability to the number. You know, it's not really, because otherwise, so let's say, okay, my number is 50,000 for the month, right? And that's a stretch. Yeah. Also, I say, like, work with numbers that you believe. Don't go from zero to now I'm manifesting. You're just setting yourself up $1 million in a month. Like, what number feels like a stretch, but not like totally outside of the realm of possibility?
Yeah. Like an exciting stretch.
An exciting stretch. Because if you are, or I mean, is it okay to just speak in terms of like, if you're an entrepreneur and in business as an example? Because you are always going to have to shift and adjust to get there, right? Like, you can't just be like writing down, I manifest $50,000 in the month of May 100 times and not do anything. It's just, you know, unless you are really good. I mean, there are people who are really good at calling in money, like I call it miracle money, like where it doesn't even come through their business. It just like shows up in their life. I'm much better at manifesting money through my business. But there are people who do it outside of that. But anyway, it's like, okay, so I'm feeling resistance, right? So, all right, what's the resistance? Like, look at it. Rather than be like, oh my God, I don't want to put it in a number because that stresses me out. Be like, wait, why am I stressed out? Like, what about this number is so scary? What about this number stresses me out? Why do I actually feel like I can't receive it? Why I don't deserve it? Why it's not going to happen? Oh, is it because my business is not structured in a way where that's like realistic, quote unquote, realistic at this time? Is it because I would literally have to sell this offer to 1,000 people to hit that number? Okay, probably need to adjust the strategy, right? Like, what container are all these people going to come into? Is it sustainable? Is it scalable? Because lots of times what's scary, it's not the number, it's what you, it's that your structure is not equipped to handle that number with ease. I feel like this also gets
back to what you were saying about, yes. Yeah.
Does that make
sense? Well, and like what you were saying about intuition of like being confused versus not confused. Like, to me, I hear what you're saying is like, set what it is, set your goal, put your request out there, and then also be open to the messages of like, okay, you want a $50,000 a month, like go launch this course or go create this offer or whatever. And that you like that openness to receive has to do with receiving the messages to then take action on.
So then take action. So I always talk about, it's like being led, right? So if you set the intention, okay, what's me getting my energy around it? Yes, part of it is spiritual. You're right. I've been doing this for a while. I love working with the deities. Like I told you, I love Lakshmi for calling in abundance, Ganesh, clearing out obstacles. Do I do, you know, guided activations, meditations, all of that stuff. But those things mm-hmm. just help keep your energy in the right vibration. I am someone that I do believe that your vibration does matter. I don't mean that we need to throw light and love on everything and not be in the real world. I'm just saying, like, okay, you know when you feel resistant, you know when you feel stuck. It is so felt. It's more about like, don't be scared of it. Like, oh my God, I can't receive now because I'm anxious. It's just looking at, like I said, with the business example, why am I scared of this number? Okay, why is this scaring me? What do I need to now go do? What help do I need to hire? What path do I need to take in order to dissolve this? Because that's all, mm-hmm. that's something that's between me and the goal rather than being that. Like afraid that you don't feel amazing.
Yeah.
Mm. Did that answer your question?
Tangent. We are here. We like tangents on this podcast.
Okay. Oh, yeah. This is the podcast of tangents. So that's what this is.
Oh, the person whose trust muscle isn't strong yet.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Go for it anyway. That's how I learned, you know, I would just start. So, okay, maybe the first time I said I desired a 30 grand month. Did I hit it the first time? No. But then I was led to the people, the strategy, et cetera. Because I was like, wait a minute, why isn't this happening? Because I know if it's money is the easiest thing in the world. It is so available. There is no one that has to give you permission to receive money. There is not like the one that needs to walk through your door. There's like, it just is. Yeah. All of us interact with money all day long, every single day. It's so available. You know, I talk about like abundance is your birthright. We all have access to it. It's available to all of us. It's just that people have a lot of stories around it. But so I knew, I already, you know, I believe that. And then, so I'm like, okay, well, if I didn't get there, it's not my ability to manifest. It's that I was not properly focused on being led so that the next time it worked.
Mm, yeah.
The next time I exceeded it.
Yeah. So I actually had two.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm, yeah. And I had two calls with clients over the weekend where both times the theme was like, I had to be like, give yourself permission to trust yourself. Because like so often what's happening is they feel a pull. People will feel a pulse, like listeners out there, you get this too. Like you have an inkling, you feel something, whatever. And then you're like, but I can't because what if I'm wrong? Or what if I make a mistake? Or what if I fuck up? And I'm like, you might be wrong. You might fuck up. I can't guarantee that that's not going to happen, but like you need to practice. Like you need to do it in order to learn what that experience feels like. And like maybe if you're really nervous about it, then like start with something low stakes. You know, like don't quit your job right away if that feels really scary. Just like little baby steps. But like I think this is something that I see a lot with just women. I mean, maybe I'm generalizing, but like you can give yourself permission to trust yourself. Like you're not crazy and you're intelligent and you have your life experience, you know, like, you know, your life more than anyone else. So like you've got to practice trust.
And also just the more you allow information, it's not wrong. Like I just don't even think about failure as like an option or a concept.
Oh, the I only love that. I've
failed, right? What, like been fired from a job I hated. Is that really a failure?
Yeah, right.
No,
yeah.
That's like a fucking liberation.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, totally. Yes.
You always perceive it that way in the moment. No, but I don't even think about the journey in terms of, okay, I understand, like, sure, maybe we said something in public we wish we'd have in the set or something like that, but I don't even view that as a failure because clearly in that came some level of awakening or information that you needed to know. And so I just don't think about, I'm always like, what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail?
Yeah.
Like, what if that word just didn't even, I literally
never
thought
about that word. How did you get to that place? Right? Because I imagine you would, I mean, maybe you did like pop out of the womb, like this fierce warrior. But
how did I get to that place? I don't know that I've processed that thought specifically. It's just, if I actually just do what I want to do, you know, like once I just gave myself permission to talk about trusting yourself of just doing what I want to do in my life, that always led to good things. It's when I was trying to do the quote unquote right thing, that's what created more stress and confusion and drama versus just me doing what actually feels good. And I know that there's parts, like, for example, we're running a business. It doesn't all, sometimes it's stressful, right? I don't mean like feels like a joyride all the time, but I just mean yeah. what actually the aligned. Yeah.
Well, and decision. In a way, I think one of the things that I think about is if you're kind of in a job you don't like, or even like investing your time and energy into a part of your business that you don't enjoy or whatever the thing is, then, and there's this other shiny thing over here that you know lights you up, you know is calling to you, that has also the chance to break your heart, right? Like if you stay over here to break your heart, right? If you stay over here small with the thing that's unsatisfying, mm-hmm. you there's a safety there, right? Because it's like, well, I know what I'm, like there's a perceived safety in smallness, right? And if you reach yeah, for the thing,
go ahead.
I'm not saying this is right, right? But I think on a subconscious level, this is what we do. And then, but if you reach for the thing that like right. really lights you up and it doesn't work, it hurts. It hurts more, right? So I think that a lot of us, when we don't examine the stories that we're telling ourselves, we come up with reasons why we have to stay small, but they're just all bullshit. Like they're not, they're not. And when you reach for the thing that really lights you up, like you said, it leads to good things. Even if it doesn't lead to exactly what you thought it would, it will just keep leading you to other good things. Mm, yeah. And where you end up may be really different than where you thought you were going, but you'd never fucking know if you just keep sitting here in the small box looking at the shiny object.
Right. And like, do you really think you're born to just, to have this like long, slow death, which is what playing small is and leads to? Like, I'm just not energetically available for that. I did that for long enough without realizing I was doing that. There were no benefits. It was stressful. I'm more anxious not doing the thing to move me forward than I am taking the leave.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. But like a lot of people don't see that. They think they choose the evil that they know. Like they would rather choose the evil that they know. And so a lot of it is, I believe, like mindset work and spiritual practices, questioning these things that you think. So,
right.
So yeah, like I understand you, but I think that is part of the spiritual journey to crack this shit open and unlearn it. Yeah. Yeah.
And also you got to have your fuck this moment. Like if you ever brought to your knees, you may not have learned risk taking yet, because usually you learn by just having like squashed yourself down so low where you're so depressed, so anxious, so unsatisfied that usually I call them your fuck this moments. Eventually you're going to have a fuck this moment. Mm-hmm. Like everyone who decides to get sober, everybody who decides to quit the job, everybody who decides to break up with a boyfriend, who decides to move. There is not a person on this planet who has not had one or several of those. Mm-hmm. So like those usually lead to a certain level of liberation. So if you're feeling right now, like, well, I don't know, blah, 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 you're so good at it, you've been doing it so long. No, think back to your last fuck this moment that changed your life.
Yeah.
Right? Like that's your access point. It doesn't matter how brave I am or whatever. It's just like we all have that. We've all made choices. So you have to have had those moments.
Yeah.
And maybe, and so that you who was able to do that, it's like, channel back into her if you're getting scared again. Like, oh wait, but I did that. Okay, like this is doable.
Yeah.
And at that time, maybe that was very scary for you, and it's not now because you've done it before, but it's just something we get better and better at until it's not always this like before we go. Or when we are doing that, it doesn't last as long. Or we know like, okay, I just need to reach out and get help. Help is like a phone call away or a coach away. Or whatever it is, and then I can be held through it, right? Because maybe I need more support. But whatever it is, there's a way for me to get there.
Yes. So, what was a fuck yes moment or fuck this moment for you?
That's so many.
And actually, also, can I make this a conjunctive question, which is like my other question is: if you have any examples of when you've been led and it turned out. You know, it worked out for you. Like examples of, I think that's something I'm curious about. Maybe I think our listeners might be curious about too, is like real life examples of how that shows up in your life.
Oh, just simple terms. Oh, okay. So I went to the University of Pennsylvania. I'd spent so much time on the East Coast, but for some reason it hadn't resonated. Like I remember going to school in Philly and being like, oh my gosh, these are my people. I'm from California, Northern California.
Oh, that's and what, I didn't I'm from, even I'm from California and I went to school in Philly too.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize that I had felt other in California until I went somewhere where I didn't. You know how sometimes it happens like that?
Yeah. I knew. I was like, I got to get the fuck out. And I like fell in love with the East Coast.
Yeah. But I didn't even learn it then. Like I got that I loved being there, but I was just young and not really processing. And I went back and ultimately I lived in San Francisco for 7 years and then I moved to LA for 5. And LA is where I really just had that challenging time and was also going through my awakening. But I had a work trip out to New York and I just got here and I was here for 2 weeks and it was just like, this is it. This is where I want to be. It's just like a knowing. It wasn't really, yes, I started debating back and forth later, right? After the trip, you're like, can I, how, blah, 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 all the questions.
Yeah.
But you know, like when the moment strikes and you're like, this is it. Or, you know, Kylie, maybe for you with your husband, there had to be that moment where you're like, oh my God, he's the one, right? Like, even if you didn't realize at first, or even if you questioned it later, there's always a moment.
Well, that moment is, I think, when we're in the present moment, we're in, like in our bodies, it's the mind that shows up afterwards that does all the back and forth. But like, I think our intuition isn't our mind. Yeah. It's separate. It's a total, they're different tools.
And I don't even know if it has to be that present. Lots of times it just hits you. Like you're not even trying to channel into it.
Totally. But what I think is that when you're in your mind, that when you're thinking, then you can't feel it as much because all you're doing is analyzing and like debating. And that takes away from you even experiencing the moment.
Right. I guess I was not especially tuned in at that time, but I still remember viscerally. Or even when I wanted to leave San Francisco, it was a simple, like I was not, I mean, I'm being honest with you, these were not points in my life where I was that like tuned into being in my body, hearing the information. Like life will hit you. Like it's just if you pay attention to that or not. I was in San Francisco and like I had just, my life created this like series of negative dramatic events to ultimately push me out of San Francisco again. I was not at all spiritual. I didn't know what was going on. I just knew I was annoyed and like frustrated and unhappy. And finally, I like brought bed bugs back from New York to my apartment in San Francisco. And it was going to be like $1,000 to have some steam cleaner come deal with it. And I was going to Miami the next. It was just, and I was like this on top of everything else that had been going wrong. And I had these huge, it was so gross.
Bugs are also part of Eva's spiritual awakening.
And then I had,
so this is great.
Yeah, bed bugs in New York was also part of my like, fuck this moment.
And I remember I was like, I had hired these like steam cleaners. It turned out there was only like one in my room, but I'm sensitive and had been biting my back, which is how I found out I had them. And I was like sleeping on the couch in our apartment because I had roommates. And I literally, like, it was this simple. I was on Facebook and there was an infographic and it was like asking me questions. And it was like, oh, are you happy? And I was like, no. I was like, oh my God. This is how asleep I was. I'm not happy. And I don't remember the rest of the questions, but it basically was like that aha. And this is why I said, like, I was not in my body, girl, or like doing all these divine femme things. This was just like normal 3D. I'm so fucking annoyed life, you know? Mm-hmm. And like, I was like, no, oh, whoa, I'm not happy. Okay, but that was enough of a sign for me to know something needed to change. And I literally just decided in that moment, LA had been like floating around in my head. And I was just like, I'm moving. And then I told my roommate, I was like, I just want to let you know. And I just decided like in 6 months, I'm moving to LA. Mm-hmm. Or I just like picked that number, you know? So that's why for me, it's not always this, like I'm deep in meditation and the whole thing. A lot of times it's just like, it just like hits me.
Well,
and
I then I've had people say to me before, like, oh, I don't have a strong intuition. I don't have a strong intuition. And there are people that I know well. And I'm like, no, you actually have an awesome intuition. It's just that you make decisions based on your intuition and then you second guess them or you like tiptoe up to them, right? So you get this strong intuitive message of like, I have to get the fuck out of San Francisco or like, I've got to break up with this toxic boyfriend or this job does not serve me anymore. I really need a new job. But then instead of trusting that moment where you just like know something, you start analyzing, and I think this is kind of what you were saying, Eva, right? You start analyzing it. You start with your fucking pros and cons lists and like asking every single person and their mother, like what you do
that you know.
Right? And all that gets you further and further and further away from the knowing. And I feel like one of the things that you do really well, one of the things that you teach well is like when you get that moment of like, oh, I just have to do this thing, take the fucking leap and don't look back. Because when you look back, it's like, I may have said this on a podcast before, but like oh no, I didn't did it. Anyways, when I was teaching my son how to swim and it was his time to like jump off the pool side of the pool, he would jump off the side of the pool and then also try to hold onto the pool at the same time. So he had like scratched up his whole arm, right? He was like so uncomfortable and unhappy. And I was like, buddy, you just have to trust that I'm right here and the water's safe. And it wasn't until he started to just jump that he was like, oh, wait, this is actually fun. But the attempt to jump and hold on is actually what caused the pain and discomfort. Well,
fucking him up.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
It hurts to be dragged. It really does hurt to be dragged. I think we've all learned that.
Yeah.
But Eva, like, I am with you on the, like, the mind does pull you all around. I just don't want people to feel like they have to be so tuned in doing Kundalini 5 days a week just to receive a message.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah.
You know.
But what I want to say about that, you're talking about like this was just in your 3D life, but to me, that's still spiritual. Like that to me, when you're like, oh, am I happy? No. Oh my God. It's like, oh, I'm aware that I'm not happy. Like, I don't think you need, I'm agreeing with you that I don't think you need to be like in a meditative state. That in itself already feels like a spiritual experience because it's just awareness, right? Or just like getting to know yourself even more or learning something about yourself. That this is where my coaching comes in, is I always feel like I try to make it practical, and that does feel practical to me. Like, you don't have to be meditating. Like, that's your spiritual experience.
And I do believe in meditating and all these other things too. I just feel like sometimes we can create separation by making people feel like, you know, we have to ascend to the high heavens just to lead ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what I wrote down is when you said that was worthiness, right? They're like, okay, it's this whole like, so I grew up Catholic and there was this line in the like some prayer that we always said that is, Lord, I'm not worthy to receive you, only say the word and I shall be healed, which little me would not say because I was like, that is fucked up. You made me. So like, I must be worthy. Like, what are you?
Wait, what is it? Can you say that again?
Say the word and I shall be healed. Which is like just fucking bananas. Oh, like, who believes in a God that made you, but then made you in this punitive way that was like, now that I made you, you need to like, you know, properly.
Ask permission.
But I think that that idea persists, even for those of us who didn't grow up Catholic, that idea of like, in order to receive, you have to be worthy. And I think how, what I hear you saying is how that can manifest in this kind of spiritual community is like, I have to like, do, like, I have to, you know, have properly cleared myself of all these blocks before I can receive money, which is just another way of not letting yourself receive.
Like,
I haven't. So can you speak to that?
Sure. I mean, the self-help, the quote-unquote self-help is a double-edged sword. Have I done everything under the sun? Yes. Do I continue to get support when I desire something and it's not coming through? Yes. But I've also, I'm sort of just done with this word blocks. So many women come to me. I'm like, girl, you not having your business where you desire has nothing to do with your subconscious blocks. You haven't learned how to build a business. So you're sitting around thinking that like your success is 5 meditations and some journaling away. You just don't understand strategy.
Yes.
Like, come on. I literally had someone get on my calendar and I loved her. And when she, you know, was writing, answering her questions, she had this business, she wasn't earning the income. She told me that she thought she might be in a magic dark. And like, I laughed when I read, you know, I was like, guys,
like, but to me, that's actually very good news. Cause it's like, no, I don't have to transcend into the clouds. I can just hire a coach who can teach me.
I'll just use this moment to plug Jocelyn because I had one session with her and like 20, you know, you guys have heard me talk about this course that I've created. And like, by the time this is live, the Confluent course will already be running and how it like literally was like an actual download that people talk about download within like 4 hours of getting off the phone with Jocelyn. I was like, oh shit, this is the course that I'm going to create. Oh, okay. So she can do that in one session.
Oh, I remember. Kylie, you messaged me, I think, shortly after that. Did you?
I don't know. You're like, Jane Hamilton, who's a future guest, who's a Psyche facilitator. I did a session with her in the morning. And then in the afternoon, I had a session with Jocelyn. And by the afternoon, I was like, I have the answers to everything.
But sometimes that's all it is. Like, you went out and you committed to yourself and you got the help instead of sitting around thinking like, well, I have so many blocks, or maybe I'm just supposed to be in this waiting period. Yeah. Business does not work like that. Mm. You know, it's literally just, have you been led in the correct direction? Do you have clarity around your message, who you're talking to, et cetera? Yeah. I mean, we can have some confusion, right? Especially in the beginning, but you're not in the beginning. And you can still get help when you have confusion in the beginning. So, but this is where I mean the medicine can become the poison, is like they think they're waiting on something from the universe, and the universe doesn't, I don't think the universe really like keeps you waiting. It's more just like, okay, this is what you desire. You're here. How do we fill the space from here to here? What do we need to do? And yes, of course, I believe in our subconscious, and that our subconscious stories play a dramatic effect in our everyday life. Like that is a, you know, that has been proven over and over and over again. There's so much work, whether it be, you know, Lacey Phillips' work or other forms of energy psychology, somatic therapy, et cetera, that help us release and move through. But I do believe that you can quote unquote ascend and receive while also moving through those things. It's not like, okay, well, first I need to commit to a year of work before I can take a step forward. Like when women come to me, they're like, well, I don't know if I'm ready. I'm like, girl, you're ready when you decide to be. But we can also, these things can happen together. I think that people forget that, I know we've heard this a million times, like it's about the journey, not the destination, but like, let's talk about just our ascension, our ability to receive, our ability to like shed that which does not serve. We are going to be doing that till the day we die to varying degrees. So rather than think about this like long journey, climbing up a mountain, trying to get there, let it just be a simple everyday thing. What today can I release? And I also sometimes like, I don't go through these big, long, complicated, I'll just decide. I'm like, okay, well, what would I do today if I didn't have any blocks? What would I be doing? Like no one ever just gives you the permission to just decide they're not there. We're taught that we must go on this long, extensive 14-week journey, right? To heal our money story. And while, of course I give my clients homework and teach and all that stuff around like the steps to do so, I don't believe that like it always has to be this long, arduous journey. Like I think you can just also put a little, transmute that fear and encourage a little bit and go like, okay, well, the version of Jocelyn that is not blocked in this space or who already has received this, how would she be moving in the world and do that? And then you really surprise yourself because all of a sudden this thing that you thought was going to take 3 months for you to have takes like a few weeks.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I mean, all of that's just a belief too. I'm like, I'm writing this down because I'm guilty of this. I'm that person who's let me figure out like all the blocks or whatever. But it's funny. It's just another story. Like, oh, that I have
it's still a story. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because isn't when people talk about quantum leaping, isn't quantum leaping just bypassing all of that?
Can you speak about quantum leaping?
Yeah.
Because I feel like there's maybe some listeners who are like, wait, what? What are they talking about?
What is that? I will not claim to be a person who says I'm an expert. I've not read 10,000
books. Oh, I'm sorry. The podcast's over now.
We need you to go.
But the way that I interpret it in my own life is that, I mean, because people can look at my success story and say that's what was happening, right? But I just feel like it is an ability to like receive very quickly what it is that you desire. I'm admittedly, I have performed better there in money than in love. We're working on transferring the energy.
Love it.
To make it more similar, but that now that's my new playground. So I feel like part of me receives just to say it and not be fearful, because that's where I've been like, oh, but if I claim it, what if I don't do it, right? So I understand that fear story, but so I'm just claiming that. And then beyond that, it's the ability to receive quickly, right? Basically, it's like to be able to see something you desire and get there very quickly and without a lot of stress, drama, chaos. And so to me, though, it's sort of learned, right? It's like if we think about, you know, people discuss like the 3D to the 4D to the 5D. It's like, so 3D reality tends to just be like ho-hum every day, getting dragged along. Life is black and white. Things are good or they're bad. Lots of judgment, you know, just like bleh, mud. And then 4D, like we're learning about our shadow. We're learning there's a shadow. There's a light. They both have to exist. Our subconscious mind. Oh, we can manifest. But, you know, it's sort of like we're playing around, right? And then 5D is like where everything already exists and is moving at the speed of light, you know? So to me, quantum leaping is our ability. And I do think that like, you know, I just don't think people like wake up and instantly they can do it, right? But it's like our ability to go from our just sort of 3D reality into more of that like 5G space. And all this stuff we're doing, like reprogram our subconscious, move trauma, X, Y, and Z, X, Y, and Z. For me, at least, that's more of like the 4D where like I'm past just black, white, everyday life. I know there's more available, but I'm still like moving through a lot, even though I'm creating, mm-hmm. but I'm trying to like sift some of this mud out. And then 5D things feel like very light and easy, but I don't think anyone just lives there all the time. We're still on planet Earth having a human experience. We're not angels. We are spirits, yes. like in a body.
Yeah.
So that body means something. I think people also need to remember, like, we weren't, if you're a human right now, it's on purpose. Yes. So let's not feel guilty that we're having a human experience. You are not here. You're not supposed to be an angel or a fairy in this lifetime.
Yes. Yeah.
So to me, quantum leaping, though, is being able to be like, whoo, okay, I got up there and I pulled it down really quickly. Oh, how did I do that?
Yeah, you know? But my problem is that I'm always trying to get to 5D through the 4D shit, which is what you're saying, like the unblocking of all the stories and blah, blah, blah. Like, is there a way to just bypass
that? I mean, my way? So I actually did a live on my Facebook page around how money loves speed. So what I have discovered, at least with money, and, you know, even one of my healers was like, Jocelyn, just do the same thing in love, for example. But I was like, oh, money loves speed. When I move fast, I make more money. But I don't just mean move fast. I don't mean crazy hustling energy. I'm not into this like wearing myself out. I burn myself out so many times. So, like, please, no one get confused when I say that. I don't mean like being a workhorse. Also, if you're a woman, you're a woman. Stop treating yourself like a man. Mm-hmm. But honestly,
that's we can have a whole other conversation about that, which I love. But okay.
Not either, but truth be told, I had a very enlightening conversation with one of my friends. Guys, you should actually have her on the podcast. She literally, like, she teaches women how to follow the five stages around our menstrual cycle in our business and life to be more successful. Whoa. She blew my mind. This is like,
okay, yes, please. We would love to have her, because like the menstrual cycle is very interesting to me, because I'm gonna have a whole conversation about it, but it affects my fucking day to day, like how my hormones are. Affect me, I can feel it, right. And I need to be. And I know there is something called cycle syncing, where you can like leverage where you are in your cycle. And I hear so many women talk about problems with.
I have lots of questions.
I'm gonna
add about this. Okay. Also, sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Okay, last thing. We can switch back to quantum leaping, but I just want to say this for women to take in, because I actually work less than I did in a corporate job and make a lot more money. I still. I'm very focused, but I would say when I'm moving, okay, before I go there, she only works 3 weeks out of the month, and the week of her period does not work, does not see clients, does not do anything, and does all, she says that like we're going to be menstruating, we go through this phase where we want like, and we like pay attention, because I didn't realize I was doing until I started paying attention. Like, it's like when you get really irritable if the house is messy, or you just want everything organized, or like these sorts of things, you'll tend to do right before your period starts. And it's like your body's internal clock going like, crap, crap, crap.
This is really interesting. I also have so many questions, because I follow a couple of women who talk about this also, but I feel like there are lots of women who don't have a period, right? Either because you're trans, or because like pregnancy and breastfeeding, I haven't had a period in 4 years. So I'm also like, I'm fascinated by that, but I'll be honest, like the like former gender theory, you know, person in me is a little bit like,
what does that mean? That's
the reason why I would love to talk to this person, because I'm curious about how, like, clearly that's her truth and I believe that, but how does that then become something that's usable or useful or referential for women who don't have a period.
Anyway, right.
So,
yeah. Well, because I would, from my understanding, okay, and I put a pause on it after this, but my understanding is that you still have, your hormones are still have a pattern and a rhythm, even if you're not,
right.
Even if you're a man, you know, if you're just a human being, hormones are affecting you. So I'm sure, yeah, I think there's still some effect on you. And what I would love to learn is like how that shows up for different people.
I will refer you to the expert, okay, but great. I do feel that it's something to be noted. Like, just for example, we are in a very patriarchal, like our workforce culture, right? Like, meetings all started. So men's hormones, and again, I'll let you guys refer to her, but men's hormones like are on a 24-hour clock. We're on like a 30-day, like our cycle, or the way that our hormones fluctuate goes over the month. Mm-hmm. So we move at like a different pace. So for them, she literally told me, do you know why all meetings start at 9 a.m.? That's when men's testosterone peaks during the day. Ours peaks at like 2 p.m. They didn't do it. It's not like they did it to us on purpose or something. They just established.
Yeah.
They just also established the work culture. And then we went along, because that's the way that it went down. Right.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, is that why I can't do any? I don't even see clients before one. I literally, like, don't talk to me before 1 p.m. Like, I'll maybe do, like, my social media, or I'll be thinking about things. But I am slow in the morning, and it always felt like a lot of forced energy for me to have to do things in the morning. And I was like, oh, maybe that's why. Mm. Granted, I know, like, of course you have those mornings where you wake up early and you like power through things. But anyways, you guys have chapter food for thought.
Okay. Thank
you. Back to quantum leaping.
So back to speed. You're talking about speed, about how, because I want to learn about this because, again, I'm with you. I've burned out and I don't want to do the hustle thing, but I feel like you're talking about something else.
Which is why I brought up everything I just mentioned about this. Let's still remember that we're women. I don't think men should burn out either, but I do see a lot of women burning out trying to like move like men. Mm-hmm. And no, I just mean money loves speed. So when I act with precision, right? That's, I'm not available for being confused. So if I am confused, what do I need to go do? Who do I need to seek out, et cetera, to get unconfused? Because between me and that next level of success is confusion, or else I'd be there already. Right? Especially in business, don't you usually realize if you want something more that you haven't received, you kind of don't know how to get there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's because you don't have that.
You're like, I don't really know what to do. Mm-hmm. It's not an experience. You just haven't put the strategy in place. Mm-hmm. Or yeah, maybe you need the support in raising prices in certain areas. But a lot of times, like, maybe you need to try something new and do things in a new way, but not winging it. Like, I seriously, if you're building a business, I cannot more get behind even more than I already am, like the need to invest in yourself. You will stop winging it when you hire someone who really knows what they're doing. Mm-hmm. The women who you see moving at the speed of light all have coaches or multiple.
It's true. Mm-hmm. Like, and I'm someone who had a decade of like very successful sales experience, right? Like, I know strategy inside and out, but I didn't know how to like map it. And I also just like,
to your own business.
For me, I think it was also a lot of like, you know, this mindset stuff, but that's 100% been my experience, right? Like, I was like grinding away, but also like just like flinging spaghetti at the wall, you know? And then as soon as I think part of it is the coach giving you advice and support. But I also think part of it is like acknowledging to yourself, like, no, this dream that is burning away in my heart fucking matters. And I deserve to support it. And I deserve to be supported through that. And I don't have to prove it before I get to get help. I get to like, just fucking believe in myself. And I think that the universe also responds to you believing in yourself. So
100%. How many stories are there? I remember one of the first times I invested in a coach who was more expensive than what I'd been used to, right? And I was scared then, but I remember I paid her and I was like, I am making 10 times this money back like now. And then I made 10 times the money back in a week. Or how many clients come my way and they're like, oh my God, as soon as I paid you, this miracle happens. Yeah. You know what I mean? Does it happen every single time? No, but it happens a lot, enough to take notice of like, wow, the universe gives you a perfect example. This woman came to me and she's already, you know, she's successful, but the challenge is that she's, all of her income is coming from one client. So yeah, she's making multiple six figures, but it's like slaving away to one client. So really we still don't have a personal brand, right? Mm-hmm. So we still kind of, we're just a well-paid 1099 right now. That's very different than having a personal brand. And, you know, she's had a fear around expanding beyond that, but also deeply desires to, made the investment. And it was so funny because the client turned around like within a few days and emailed her. They're like, we need you more than, we love you so much. We need you more than ever. Like, we'd love to discuss like what your terms are going to be for the contract renewal. And I was like, great, mommy, we're going to ask for more money. You're going to be hiring people to help you. Mm-hmm. We're going to like all these different things, but that just like showed up for her within days of her just making the payment, where now she gets to reestablish what this looks like and builds her own business. These things happen all the time. So just to your point about, right, that's a moment of speed. That's a moment of, I'm like, okay, I'm just not worrying about, in this particular case, she's making plenty of money to not have to really think twice, right, about a coach. But even when we're not, I've had moments that were scary to invest and I did it anyway. They always pay off. If you go towards someone where your energy is like, don't just chase the shiny, like, oh, she makes however much, he makes however much. Go where your energy is giving you a yes, even if it's a scary one, because those are the people who are going to change your life. And so when I say speed, that's a perfect example. Like, she maybe wasn't nervous about the money, but she was nervous about like, ooh, we're going to have to open, what's going to happen when I lift the lid off of her emotions a little bit, right? or off of where she's been blocking herself, like, because that's a little scary, right? But usually we need to move through some of that to build, you know, people are scared of like what's inside Pandora's box.
So I mean, you say that like speed, like you said earlier, it's precision, but it's just like doing the damn thing, like doing the thing that the next thing that you need to do. Is that what you mean?
Right. Yeah. But not just like Kylie was saying, throwing spaghetti against the wall. Like, what do I specific things do I actually need to do? Do them. Okay. I'm scared to charge this number. I don't fucking care. Go out and charge it. Not like think about it for 2 weeks, like today. Yeah. Literally, I do this to my clients all the time and they get so scared, but literally then something will happen where all of a sudden someone books a call with them and I've been like, no, we're doing this like now, and they do it and they close it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I don't even like, I'm not saying ignore our emotions, but like we can do that and still, we can handle our personal stuff and still go out in the world and do the scary thing at the same time.
Yeah. So that's what I mean. We can do hard things, you know, like the motto, yeah. I think of us now is like, you can do scary, hard things. It's, you can, yeah, feel the fear, well, and do it anyway.
Also this,
but that's moving quickly, right?
And feeling like you need to entirely unpack your fear before you get to move on is just another way of letting fear be in charge, right? Like the ego is sneaky as fuck, right? So you think you've like tamed it over here and it's just like whack-a-mole pops up at another, which is like the fear, first the fear is saying like, don't take the leap. And you're like, oh shit, I can't take the leap. And finally you're like, no, I'm going to take the leap. And then the fear pops up to say, oh, you can take the leap as soon as you like perfectly unpack this block, exactly. Right? It's just the same thing in a different, right. Wearing a mask, you know?
Because you know what's so funny? So as soon as you just take the leap and get the yes or whatever it is, or get the yes, let's say it didn't come the first time, but you said the number where you're like, whoa, I said it. Okay, I get it the second or third time. All of a sudden, we don't need to unpack anything. It's gone.
Right, yeah. Well, sometimes you know, it's the action begets clarity thing, which I think is-
Exactly.
Very.
And I think also- go ahead.
One of my clients also said, you know, women have a lot of fear around visibility. That is one of the primary challenges in terms of calling in clients and money, is the degree to which we're willing to be visible. It's funny. I literally see women have more fear in business than they do in romance in terms of being seen. Because I think it's the difference between being seen by one person versus being seen by everyone. I was like, girl, you're so anxious. Like, sometimes I'm anxious because I just need to do the thing. It's not because I need to unwind 5,000 traumas. It's because I just need to like get something done. So like also sometimes can we give ourselves permission to not have it always be so deep?
Yeah. Oh my God, you are speaking to me. I'm like here for this. Yes.
And I'm deep. I get it. But
you sometimes it's nice just to have shit be simple, yeah. Too. And just like, yeah. Yeah, it doesn't have to be so heavy. Yeah.
But that's a choice. I say it all the time to my clients, to myself. It's such as let it be easy. Let it be easy. Let it be lazy. Where am I being led to next? Okay, do that. Where are we going next? Do it. The complexity we create.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have a question for you. Ooh. So there's probably someone listening to this right now who's like, all of this sounds nice, except for the fact that we're in a pandemic and I got laid off and I'm really fucking stressed and scared about money, right? And so sometimes personally, when I've listened to people talk about money mindset, I'm like, yeah, this is awesome. Then at a certain part, I'm like, but also fuck you. So can you share a little bit about, you know, can you speak to that person who's, you know, culturally there's a lot going on with money, right?
Scary. Yeah. Okay. So, but that person maybe wants to do what? I mean, what's the situation? They're just fearful around money because they got laid off, or there's something they desire that costs money.
Like someone who's like got laid off. And so they're worried about their bills, right? Like they, you know, money's tight. There are
very fair.
You know, not a lot of jobs right now. And they are worried about having enough to pay their bills and their groceries.
That sounds like a great motivator to get the show on the road. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, great. You can sit around in fear or you can take a leap forward. The universe just did not pull the job away to punish you. There's no way a job got pulled away that's supposed to be your job.
That's true.
Just didn't happen. So what have you been ignoring? What calling has been like knocking on your door for ages that you've been ignoring, where it took a world crisis to wake you up? Because I bet you got 5,000 knocks before this. I do not believe that this like getting sideswiped, at least from what I've seen in my life, my quote unquote, those quote unquote moments, I knew.
Yeah.
It's never like, oh my God, my dream, I got fired from my dream job. I mean, like, when? was the last time you honestly heard that story?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it is kind of like,
I'm sure it's happened, right? Because for every argument, there's a, you know, there's another. So let's say you did get fired from the dream job that you thought was everything and the whole thing, but probably there was something you didn't like, was maybe your boss not the right boss. Are you so good at this dream job that you're intended to do it on your own and have your own business or teach other people how to do it? There's always a direction you're intended to go. And the fear around being able to pay your bills and pay your rent and your basic security is very real. I've had to learn not to let myself get up against the wall in order to take like very decisive action. But also sometimes that's what people need to get moving.
Yeah. I mean, and then we say just like make it an opportunity because you can either drown, which is, you know, or you have to kind of, you have to take a step in a direction or else, it's not going to work.
I mean, that's everything in life. Now's just a great reason to blame it on something. When was life not risky and full of surprises? Yeah. Just because we now have one that affects all of us in some degree doesn't mean those things, the things that are happening now still happen every day. They're just highlighted because we're all thinking about it and focused on it. People are always getting sick. People are always going to the hospital. People are always losing their jobs. People are always making a ton of money when someone else isn't. I mean, nothing is that different. It's just the volume. And all of us hyper-focus on the same things at the same time, but life hasn't changed. In terms of the actual things, right, that like happen within our lives, I mean, they're still the same. It's just, where are you putting your energy? You can turn into scarcity. You can turn into tune into abundance or scarcity all the time. And I'm not saying like I've created financial nightmares for myself. So I understand that fear is very real. However, it's the times where I was just like, all right, Jocelyn, like, what's the solution? Go get it. That's how you solve it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's literally like you don't have that many options. It's like take the actions and figure it out, because decide you're not available for not being able to pay your rent or pay your bills. I talk about this all the time. You get what you're available for. So if you are available for your life to be so hard, for your bank account to be at zero, for you to be living paycheck to paycheck every single month for years on end, that was a choice.
So
because there's nothing about these people who become success stories, or even look at these who have these rags to riches stories, their air they're breathing isn't different. The water they're drinking isn't different. They made fucking hard choices and did not give up. So many people don't succeed because they give up. That's all that's happening, is they give up.
I also feel like because money of all things is so loaded, that as you're trudging forward or as you're moving forward, like you're gonna trip over some shit, right? Like you're like stuff, you know, stuff is gonna, whether you're consciously sitting down to unpack it or not, it's just, it's gonna come up. And so like you're gonna have a moment where like, you know, like it feels safer to just give up because you know that to keep going involves like grappling with some ugly shit, right? Around like, you know, you know, the person who was,
I mean, just things that have nothing, like, we'll keep going. I want
to interrupt. No, it's okay. I just like, you know, for example, maybe you're afraid to accumulate wealth because the only person you knew in your life who was wealthy assaulted you, right? Like that's a real thing that you could carry within you.
That's a real thing.
That could get triggered at a certain point. Cause the thing is, when you're about to up level, when you're about to like take the next step, shit comes up, whether you're totally conscious of it or not. And you're going to have a point where you just want to quit. Because you don't want to deal with the thing that, again, it could be subconscious, but there's a story you don't want to look at, right? And so part of the need to like just keep going is to not let that story be the story, right? But also like be gentle with yourself. It's like, oh, something's going up here and I kind of want to quit. And like at the beginning, you talked about curiosity, right? Like get curious about something's coming up that's telling me I want to like completely throw in the towel and hide right now. I'm not gonna, but also I'm gonna make some space to get curious around why that's coming out, like why I want to quit, even as I keep
totally. And I definitely believe. Well, I say leap anyway. Like I keep saying, it's always like we're doing a little bit of both at the same time. So look at what it is. A lot of people have negative stories around money because of how they've seen people with money act. But money in itself is neutral. You didn't like the person who took those actions. We as a society do put people of money on a pedestal, but that is a totally separate conversation of just the energy of money alone. There's nothing positive or negative about money. It doesn't go to the person who even necessarily has the biggest heart. There's plenty of super wealthy narcissistic psychopaths And then there's some really wealthy, beautiful, wonderful people in the world. So that's just simple example of like, it's not good or bad, it's neutral, but you still have a heavy story attached to this one person and you're tying it to that wealth. That's like tying the dress I'm wearing to my, right. to me being good or bad, or mm-hmm. however you feel about it. You can see my dress and not see me. They're right. separate, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But yes, you are going to come up against it. I mean, something for me even hasn't even really been around my ability to receive money, but in me rising as quickly as I've had, there were women who were in my life previously who now like take issue with me or, and that's been very uncomfortable for me. That I can be perfectly honest about where I knew this would happen eventually. Every single woman I have ever met in the spotlight always talks to like, there are people who are going to go with you to the end and there are people who are not going to be able to handle it. Whether you trigger something in them and they make and they feel small, or they're like, oh, I've been doing it longer than her. Why is she more successful than I am? Et cetera, et cetera. And it has hit straight to my sisterhood wound, right? Mm-hmm. Of not feeling accepted, et cetera, when I was younger. A lot of times just, you know, I didn't know I was an intuitive and all these things, and you feel different till you find out you are. And there's that whole journey, right? And you find all these other people who are like that too. But that part's been challenging. But I'm like, what? Am I going to roll over and die because Susie over here has a problem with me? Fuck no. Mm-hmm. Like, I turn that into my fuel to keep moving forward anyway. Is it maybe going to feel really painful right. for a few days? Because I do tend to be someone who generally, like, does want to get along and be like, hey, we're all in the same space doing similar things. Rather than feed this intense competitiveness that women already have, can we please, like, welcome in a new era? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But like if somebody misunderstands me or I mistakenly do something and I don't realize and they don't come talk to me about it openly, there's not a lot I can do. But it's not my job to make sure that some girl who now has an issue with me, because my first reaction would sometimes be like, oh my God, what did I do? But like, what if I didn't fucking do anything? Mm-hmm. And it's just like the way they're perceiving. It's not always my responsibility to carry around someone else's response to me. And that's something I've moved through even like recently.
Yes.
And that's stressful. You have to be like, whatever. Okay. I thought I trusted this person. I thought we had a connection. Now I feel clearly she feels otherwise or something happens and I don't know, but like, I don't need to go dig and try to figure it out. I can release. And it's uncomfortable for me, but the more people are released who maybe don't, or sometimes you don't realize someone doesn't have your best interest at heart. Like I have definitely been loyal where I didn't need to be without knowing. And then they're gone and I go through the stress of them being gone and what happens? Some other great thing happens, right?
Mm-hmm. But and
so that's scary to me because I'm like, oh, the more seen I am, the more you do sometimes receive more scrutiny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And if you pull back, right? If someone's upset, if you're brushing up against the shit that feels uncomfortable and you pull back, then you're just holding on. Then it just continues to stay there. Like the image that I have is like you're burning through the shit, right? And so it's acutely painful for a short period. It's acutely painful, but for a shorter period of time because you're kind of burning through it as you keep moving.
Exactly.
As opposed to it just like hanging around.
Right. But I'm just trying to think of an example where, you know, something that's maybe not, like when we talk about receiving more, but it's not always like, it's not me charging the client X, Y, and Z's scaring me. It's like, oh, I'm intended to be more visible. Mm. I'm intended to rise further. Oh, that means unfortunately, sometimes I'm going to bump up against another woman where I didn't even mean to, or they're going to be intimidated by the power that I carry. But like, I'm not doing anything on purpose. But on the other side of me just letting go and moving through it and showing up anyway is the $50,000 or whatever it is, right? Because it's not always like, oh, here's my money that has, I don't attach that to money necessarily. It's just that like when I decided I'm calling an X number, I come up against these things I'm intended to move through in order to receive, right? Does that make sense?
Yes, I think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just saying it's not always with example of money. Yeah. It's not always going to be like a story around money. Sometimes it's something else.
Yes. Okay. I'm with you now. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or like, oh, wait, I'm trying to get here. And I'm dating a guy who absolutely just like does not believe in this, does not think it's possible, thinks I should go back to my full-time job, cannot get on board.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, isn't going to budge. Is mm-hmm. that really your guy? Sometimes it comes out like that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I want to interrupt because I feel like I want to be mindful of time and we're going to have to wrap this up soon, but I wanted to just maybe end. I don't know if Kylie, you might also have another last question, but like, before we even started recording, you said that, you know, what something that you talk about often is wealth consciousness. I think that's something that's, you know, as we know, money is like your realm of expertise, but I don't really know what you mean by wealth consciousness. And I was wondering if you could sort of, for our audience, talk about what that is and what it is that you do and help people with, or, and like just basic tips around that.
Right. I mean, I think it's a lot of what we've already been talking about. It's like our spiritual connection to money and wealth and abundance. I mean, I do think wealth is more than just money, right? Abundance is more than just money. It's prosperity overall. Our relationships, our money, our bodies, our home, all of it is intended to feel good. Money creates a lot of freedom for a lot of those things. Mm-hmm. But I think it's our spiritual, it is our spiritual alignment with money and just that deep knowing that abundance is my birthright. So again, it's a journey, not a destination, right? So I don't think you just one day you wake up and you're like, okay, got it all, right? It's like, just when we talk about being conscious in general, you can say like, I'm very conscious or you're very conscious, but there's always some, you'll meet some person tomorrow who's ascended on a whole other level. You're like, oh, wow, that's really interesting. And you don't really need to judge where you are versus where they are, but I do think it's an evolving journey. So in the most simple terms, it's that knowing that abundance is your birthright. And how do you move through the world accordingly?
And I would guess then probably often what comes up is most people don't believe that to be true. Like, is it the mindset stuff? People being like, I'm not.
But why do you believe? So what? Me? So that's like saying that I was born and you were born, but one of us is more deserving than abundance than the other. Is that a judgment you would place on somebody else? Mm-mm. Exactly.
So that's what you mean by your abundance is your birthright. It's for everybody. But what I think, but what I'm asking, yeah. I think is a lot of clients, I mean, like that they don't believe that to be true, right? Like even if they say that, like even if I just said that, I don't think that's true. I think abundance is for everybody. Like I still have money blocks. I'm sure that I'm not even aware of. Do you know what I mean?
You're digging for problems, girl.
Surprise, surprise.
But also, it's like you just gave the example. If you don't think. Like if you can look at your neighbors and go like, I don't, or two children on the street, do you look at two babies and go like, that one's born for success and deserves it. That one doesn't. Mm-hmm. No, you don't even think that much about it. It's like so then why turn it around on yourself? Yeah. And in terms of spiritual relationship, it's also like, do you believe in something? Sometimes we're way overly focused on ourselves, right? This comes up in business all the time. Like, I'm like, girl, stop thinking about yourself and think about your client. And I don't mean bleeding out. I just mean, oh, you're scared to go on video. You're scared to do this, that, and the other. Do you think your client cares at all how scared you are? No, they just need to see you show up and deliver. So it's literally like this energy of I can have what I desire. So again, how open am I going to be? So what does it take for you to get there? Are you someone who needs to like meditate? I like chanting. I love working with Lakshmi's energy. It's literally everything we've already been talking about, but it's like embodying it on a very regular basis. And like, do you have a spiritual practice? I enjoy having a spiritual practice that helps keep me connected or even reading for others as part of my spiritual practice, because I'm allowing my intuition to channel for other people, which comes through in a different way than it does when it's just myself and my life.
Yeah.
Right. The more I do that and the more I allow that and share that, right? The more like abundance I'm allowing in, because the more I share my gifts with the world, right? There's more people who are affected, more people come in.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, if I allow myself to have this, you know, okay, you want to finally hire the coach you were scared to hire, shoes too expensive, whatever, you go do it. You're telling yourself in your actions, I deserve that next level thing. Like it doesn't always have to be what is between you now and you becoming Kim Kardashian. You know what I mean? It's just
Yeah.
You know, we don't have to make it so like, but you know, one reason I do, honestly, I know people take so many, people have so many views around her, but one thing that I love that she has did, I saw this video of her when she was like 12 and she was like, I'm going to be famous. And I'm like, girl, believe that shit. Here we are. I mean, literally, it's like, just let yourself be unapologetic. Women are so worried about like, am I being humble enough?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do I really deserve it? Girl, I'd rather you be out there being like haughty and a little fucking offensive. Like, okay, you rub up against a few people, who cares? I guarantee you that will get you so much further than like worrying about like, oh my gosh, should I say it correctly? Like whatever. We are all, so many women are just waiting for permission to be unapologetic. So think about it like that. If you need something that is wealth consciousness, less spiritual, then some of, you know, the intuition, the reading, mm-hmm. chanting to Lakshmi, whatever. Be, it's your capacity. Just like allow yourself to be unapologetic and what you desire and going to get it.
Yes. I love that. So
Yeah. Preach, girl. This is so good. It's so good. I love hearing you talk about it. I feel fired up.
Especially.
Yeah.
Especially if you are someone who wants to show up as in service to other people, they don't want an apologetic version of you, right? They want to see you because they want your particular magic, right? So whether it's like, even if your magic is not like, I think, you know, it's easy to talk, like all three of us have an online business. So it's easy to talk in that space, but there's all sorts of ways that like your family wants you to show up with your own particular magic, right? Like people are drawn to and inspired by and uplifted by people who are just fucking busy being themselves, and they're not in their head worrying about, am I being myself the right way? Which is obviously
right. I mean, even
but also, yeah,
it's a fact.
Go ahead.
Even if you have a full time job, I'm also not here to preach that everyone is intended to be an entrepreneur. I talk a lot about entrepreneurship because that's what I do, and that's what I help other women do. We all have different gifts to share with the world. We all function different ways. We have some things feel better to some than others, right? I will ultimately be hiring people who enjoy working for other people.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have two VAs who enjoy working for other people. So like, I'm like, please send me the people who enjoy working for other people. I need them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They just want to be support. They don't want to lead. We don't all have to lead. However, if they were busy being like, did I do this right? Did I do that right? I'm like, girl, just do it. I will let you know if
you right. know yeah. I mean something. Yeah, exactly.
You can show up that way in your full-time job. It's like, it's just you literally, like you're saying, just be yourself, put in your best fucking effort, and whatever you have to work through behind the scenes, yada, yada, do that. But when you show up to the world, like in your magic, that's how you receive. And that's how you show other people like, oh my gosh, I can trust her. She can help me because you're out of your own way. You're just like letting your gift channel through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also another version of like, I'll be happy when I lose 10 pounds. Right. It's all the same thing of like, we put all these conditions on our happiness or receiving what we want or just like showing up for our fucking life, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember Kylie, what Colin said last week? He was like, they want you to be what they want you to be. So just show up and be that person. Like keep your clients want you to be that person who's going to like it, you know?
Yeah.
Say the inspirational, helpful thing that they need to hear.
Right.
Yeah.
There's someone, I heard this somewhere and apologies, I don't remember where, but it was like, we spend so much time waiting. So I always tell my clients, I'm like, girl, name yourself. What title, what do you want to be called? What do you want to project? If you keep doing it, people will turn around and project it right back to you, right? I talk about like queenery and your queendom and all this stuff all the time. What happens? All over my social media, people talk about it all the time, right? Because that's what I'm sending out there, because that's the energy that I'd love for women to embody, because that's what I really think all of this, you know, comes down to is like that archetype. What does that archetype look like for you? But beyond that, they were like, we spend so much time waiting for permission, right? Yeah. So the person who won't start their business, who won't quit their job, whatever, break up with a boyfriend, it's like they're waiting for someone else just to say like, oh, you deserve it. You can have it. Oh, you can be a millionaire. Oh, you can earn multiple six figures. You're just like waiting to be told you can do it. But it's like, well, what happens if no one else ever gives you permission? Were you never going to go anyway? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like you crown yourself and then the world turns around and is like, oh my God, you're so amazing. It's like that praise you were waiting for comes when you just get after it and decide that it's yours. And then everybody's like clapping for you.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, my cup is so full right now. This feels great.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, well, you're living it. I feel like it's so refreshing for me to speak to someone who's just out there speaking your truth. You're just like living it. And that's like contagious, you know, like I'm feeling that.
Yeah.
And so much of it is, do I love it? Yes. Is this obviously my real personality? Yes. Like I said, I've had moments where it's like, oof, okay, you rub up against someone else by accident. Yes. Are those uncomfortable? Yes. However, how, to your point, I just love, like when you come across other people who are doing the same thing, you can like, they catch your attention so quickly because mm-hmm. so few people do. And you're just like, ooh, slow clap for this. Like it makes life so much better if we all allow ourselves to show up that way. It's just, we're all just in simple terms, it's more fun.
Yes.
And like, we're so much more stimulated.
Yeah, we all need more fun. I'm always about having more fun. I just want my life to be more fun always.
Me too.
Yeah. Okay, so the last question of this podcast is something simple, which is, what's something that's bringing you joy right now?
Oh, something that's bringing me joy right now is honestly watching the women who've been working with me, like, really step deeply. Like, I don't know if you've seen this in your own business, but it tends to be that the more I ascend, they do too. There's like this energy transfer. And so I've been up leveling a lot, and it's just so powerful to see them step into these, like, deeper, more authentic, like, just boss versions of themselves.
Yeah.
So much of my energy goes into that. And so when you get to see the fruits of it, it's like, yeah, of course you want to be successful for yourself, but when you do what I do or what you do, like, so much of this, like, you want other people.
Yeah.
You
well, know that's, what I that's, mean? It's not, it's, I mean, people get into this because we enjoy other helping other people, but also you want to see other people succeed, or you want to see other people suffer less, or whatever it is that your thing is. And I thought it was really interesting what you said earlier, but for you, it's all about, like, this queendom and letting women step into their power. So being able to see that must feel really, amazing.
Totally. Cause you watch somebody's life it changes everything. It's not just about the money and the business are just an access point to, like, your, you know, if someone comes to me, right there, it's an access point for just this deeper, like, more embodied, powerful version of yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And usually that will end up reflecting in their romantic relationships with their children, if they have children, like, in their friendships, like, that energy, like you're talking about contagious energy, energy is contagious. So it's so cool, because building your business and learning how to scale your business and just maybe make money on your own for the first time in your life.
Yeah. Yeah.
And realize, like, if you want to leave your job, you can, or, like, whoa, I can do something I thought I could never do, or my parents never did, or whatever. Like, it changes who you are at the core.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I've seen that to be true. Yeah. In my own life as well.
And so that gets me excited.
All right. Well, usually, so Kylie and I will share as well. I'll share something that's bringing me joy. Let me think. I think I wrote down a couple of things. Oh, here's one. I'm just going to, like, give myself a little pat on the back. Buying from small businesses and women-owned businesses is something I've been really sort of focused on recently, because
I love that.
The pandemic, realizing how flawed our fucking system is, like, bailing out big industries, but, like, a conversation that Kylie and I have been having is, like, okay, I want to see change, but, like, how do I actually do that? And I think even little things, like, my money sends a message of who I want to be supporting. And I think there are a lot of small businesses, women-owned businesses that need help right now. And I don't know, it feels like a small thing, but it also feels like, you know what? Good.
It's a huge thing.
Yeah. Like, I spent extra money and I didn't get the free shipping from Amazon, but also I got this, like, I'm getting things back where I know it's, like, a real person. And, like, you know, that feels really rewarding. So
it's so nourishing and important. Look at us, you know, that's technically what we are.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Like, feeding your sisterhood.
Yes,
exactly.
Yes. Feeding the sisterhood. All right, Kylie. So what's something that's bringing you joy right now?
You know what? Okay. Here's what's bringing me joy right now. It's kind of a funny answer, but it's actually doing some of this really deep work. Like, not the joy that is, like, fun necessarily, but I do feel like lately, stuff has bubbled up that I'm like, oh, that's why I do that thing. Mm-hmm. And that feels fucking amazing. Cause it's like, this is some shit that I've been doing for 35 years. And now I have an opportunity to, like, let go of it.
Oh, it's so rewarding. It's like, it may not be fun, but it's rewarding as hell.
Yeah. And it has the same, like for me, when I'm, like, really present, or when I'm, like, really, like, feeling joy, like, there's a certain quality of breath that I have, and it has that same feeling, right? Of just like, oh, I don't need to carry this shit with me anymore. Like, it is not my, it never was mine. It doesn't need to be mine anymore. I can just put it down and walk away.
I feel you. I feel like that last full moon we had has done that to a lot of people. I had the same experience, and it was very stressful, but it's also so rewarding just to get to the root of it and move on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rather than dealing with, like, you know, all the fringe things that are happening. Cause, like, the root is so implanted and you're, like, battling this little thing over here or battling that little thing over here, and they're all the same issue. You don't know what the issue is. And it's like,
And you're so tired from battling all the little battles that you like don't even have the energy to like figure out what's actually going on. And like, I'm someone, I feel like for me, I have a lot of clarity a lot of the time about why I do things. So when I can't understand why I'm doing something, I'm like, oh, this shit goes deep. Okay, buckle up.
Yep. Yeah, I love
that. But then the ripple effects are amazing. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. And I'm feeling really
that's beautiful. I love that. I'm grateful for that for you because I think it's so good.
And I'm always, whenever that happens to you, I'm also like, ooh, what comes next?
Right? Yeah, exactly. Like, right. Because there's always something good that's going to follow that. Ugh,
yeah.
So good.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So I don't want this to end. This was so much fun, Jocelyn. You are just a delight and a powerhouse. And I could pick your brain forever. But.
Pleasure for me too. It's literally one of my favorite things to do is just connect with other women doing cool things in the world. We all have so much to share.
I love that.
And we forget, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So where
can
the people find you? People who are also fired up, people who maybe want the business coaching, the money mindset stuff, like where can people find you?
Absolutely. So my website is jocelynkellyreed.com, jocelyn.kellyreed on Instagram. You can find me on Facebook. I have an amazing 90-day immersion, Born to Be a Boss, for women who are building and scaling their businesses to five-figure months, where we do all the strategy plus the spiritual, all the yummies all mixed together.
I love that. Great.
Yeah, and feel free to message me anytime.
All right. Awesome. And Kylie, where can the people find you?
Akashic Grace on Instagram. I am mostly on Facebook in our Facebook group. So you should join that, which is
the Facebook group.
Yes. And you can book a reading with me at akashicgrace.org.
Yeah. And you can find me, Eva, at Bad Bitch Living on Instagram. My website is evaliao.com. And you can also book a free 45-minute consult with me there. All right.
Love it, lady.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye. Thank you.